Welcome back to Without a Doubt, the podcast. The podcast where we celebrate living life authentically and organically as ourselves. We're the ones who believe in creating our own paths and living our truths out loud. Join in on an honest and open conversation about self-discovery and growth. I'm your girl, Mad, your host. I'm a freelance entrepreneur, a cycle breaker, and a human being that has never exactly done what is expected of me. I'm here to remind you that it's okay to live life different, and that you don't have to be what is expected of you, that your happiness, it matters. This past week has been a grind. I side hustle alongside my eBay business, and the side hustles tend to rotate and change, but for the last 6 months, I've been working with a catering company that I used to work for years ago. If you know anything about the catering or food service business, you know that these can be laborious and long hours. I've had the pleasure to work alongside the owner of this catering company, and she is a badass. Not only does she run a very successful catering company, which is obviously woman-owned, she has more repeat clients than most people I know. She manages an event studio, kitchen staff, catering schedule, but she's also the one that'll mop the floor and wash the dishes. Her work ethic is admirable. She says at least once a day, "In my next life, I better be rich." But even if she was, I always tell her she probably would still work. But let's talk about what is actually good work ethic. Harvard Business Review states that employers want to see your motivation, can-do attitude, and commitment or dedication. Research shows both nature and nurture do play key roles in this. Genetic factors and individual predispositions and interests can play a role in how our work ethic presents later in life, kind of like how your natural talent for learning languages, a preference for sports, or having a good sense of humor. But I do think that work ethic is something that's learned. It's something that's shown through generational cycles, through your parents, your grandparents. And farming is probably one of the best examples. Most farms are generational or have plans to be passed down. Think of the show Yellowstone. The grandparents created a home, a farm for themselves, and then they would make a living off of the farm. They envision their children to be cowboys or cowgirls, and then they would inherit the farm, run it, and pass that down to their kids. And then their kids would run the farm. These families are taught work ethic, grit, and perseverance from the moment they are born. When you think about work ethic, do you believe that you have good work ethic? Or has anyone ever told you that your work ethic is great? Do you show up for work, do your job, maybe even a little bit better than you should? And maybe attempt to lead with your best foot forward in correlation of whatever would be best for the success of the company or business. Growing up, my mom never called in sick. I was one of those kids with basically perfect attendance. I was never late to school and maybe could have even been called a teacher's pet. My mom had legit rules about skipping school, and it was along the lines of if I wasn't throwing up or had a fever, I had to go to school. Once in the first year or so when I got my period, I had horrible cramps and I knew my mom would not pick me up. So I called her then boyfriend, who's now my stepdad, and he picked me up from school. 3 Motrin later and back in his office, I was fine. My mom was livid. She knew I had abused the system and her set of rules, and I was never ever to call my stepdad to pick me up again. I knew these rules probably as early as the first grade. I actually had called my mom and told her I threw up in the bathroom so that she would pick me up. And I remember being underneath her desk and being like, "I think you're fine." And I sure was. I just didn't want to be at school. I was 6, and I think that's the only time that I've ever had my mom pick me up other than period cramps. My mom was a single parent, so reasonably so. I think it was about her having to leave work and not really having the resources. It was probably very difficult for her. It also just taught me to show up, do the work, and not make fucking excuses. I told you that I have been grinding so much so this week. This is also my second time recording this episode because the first time I did not hit play. I've been so busy also that I had to reschedule my podcast interview, and I find, listen, I like to work. I love being helpful, and I like feeling like I have a purpose. I was 2 minutes away from not actually getting this episode out because I was fried. And honestly, I almost didn't even want to record the second one because I was so annoyed I didn't hit play. I'm mentally and physically just toast. But I made a promise to get this podcast episode out. Not just to myself, but I promise you that I would do one a week for the next year. And hello, number 35, we are here and I am doing it. And I have to accredit that to my work ethic. But what actually makes good work ethic? In the Harvard Business Review, there's an article written by Tootie Tagerly, And she talks about what is good work ethic, what are qualities of good and poor work ethic. So here's what she says. Work ethic refers to a set of moral principles, values, and attitudes around how to act at work. While this may vary depending on your organization and culture, there's a few universal qualities of both good and poor work ethic. She says, throughout her 22 years in tech, and now she's an executive coach who teaches leaders how to scale their teams, she's identified four qualities that exemplify good work ethic. Number one, reliability and dependability. You need to meet deadlines on time, act appropriately in virtual and in-person meetings, and navigate different communication styles. You need to regularly deliver on those behaviors. Number two, she says, productivity. You need to consistently navigate your priorities and find smart ways to use your time, complete important tasks, and deliver high quality results. Number three, ownership and autonomy. You need to exercise initiative and show that you can take directions from others, learn, and improve. And also collaboration and team support. You need to have foresight to look beyond your own role and establish positive working relationships with others. Support the responsibilities of your team and act like a team player. All four of these qualities demonstrate professional integrity or the practice of showing a strong commitment to ethical behavior at work. Now, I ask you, did any of this ring true for you? I think each place of work has different environments about how you show up or how you do your job or how you present yourself is how you're going to be able to make the magic happen within work ethic. I don't know if this is actually a generational thing, but the Gen Z working crowd just really irritates me. If you ever go anywhere, they're usually wearing their AirPods at work. Even if their workplace allows it, I just really cannot stand it. We recently went to eat at my favorite little burger joint and the cashier had her AirPods in. She could not even hear us asking for a refill when we said, excuse me. She wasn't attentive. She was just sitting there text message and honestly was a body behind the register. I find most Gen Z in the workplace lack excitement, professionalism, and honestly, they do not even know how to communicate. Side note, they also can't even give back change. We have digitalized so much that counting back money and change is like asking them to read Chinese. Now, if you're a Gen Z listening to this and that's not you, I do apologize. However, I cannot tell you a time that I have ever been assisted by a Gen Z worker and been like, wow, service was so great. We work to make money. I get it. Not everything we do at our jobs or businesses is going to make you move and jump to get it done. But having a solid work ethic is how you're going to get the job done. Good comes with bad, negative comes with positive, yin comes with yang. Having a positive can-do attitude, even with the shitty parts of work, is how we can push through the lows. What if you're not someone who currently has good work ethic? Can it be improved? Like, totally. It totally can be. I mentioned earlier, the environments we work in dictate the boundaries around work ethic. Some companies will be more professional and some won't. For example, I cater for a luxury boutique caterer, but we call certain napkin folds a vagina fold. This isn't a crazy professional job in the back of the house, but when you're serving, passing, bartending, you're at a level 1000 of professionalism. And how you switch through that at work is on you. But maintaining a positive attitude and opting in to learn, adapt, and grow is part of building that work ethic. One of the main tips I find most helpful when you work someplace is almost acting and believing like you own that place, or maybe you're the CEO. You'll put more effort, love, and energy into that place of work. When you own something, you want it to succeed. When you own something, you'll take care of it. When you work somewhere, you should want success, hence treating it like you own it. That doesn't mean you have to argue or talk back when you think something is stupid or doesn't make sense to you. It's more about providing a solution to problems or an issue. Treat any place like you own it, and I guarantee you people will also ask you if it's your company. I love when I get this question. It happens a lot to me when I'm working at the catering company. It happened also a lot when I worked at the mom and pop wing place that I worked. It's like loving your place of work. You're gonna know why you actually work there and you're gonna be able to provide in that workplace. And before you start saying that you think you have great work ethic, but you hate your job, this is my truest opinion. You're never gonna be the best at something if you hate it. If you hate being at your job, I'd say reroute. Go and listen to my podcast episode with career coach Lucy Todd. You don't have to love your job, but I do think that you need to feel like you have purpose there. If you do, then you're going to provide the work that needs to get done. But in order for you to have that work ethic I'm talking about, that comes with delivering your tasks on time, being supportive, being reliable, dependable, and taking ownership. being accountable. Even if your project fails or doesn't come out the way you had anticipated, you can still continue to put one foot in front of the other to deliver what you want, even if success is not on the first try. Success and work ethic are not necessarily correlated on the same parallel line, but success is more likely to prevail when you do have a solid work ethic. It's like the steps you need for success. Society tends to look down on certain jobs. Hell, I even worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I was embarrassed that I was working there. I did not want to tell anybody. And it wasn't because I had to work at KFC. I got an opportunity to make some good money, and you might be judging and saying, oh, you worked in fast food. But at one point, I was making $20 an hour there. Not as a manager, just as a line packer. I didn't even want anyone to know because I was a fitness coach, and it just didn't seem to line up with what I was doing in the health and fitness and wellness world. But working at KFC was not embarrassing. I was making more than most people who sit at a desk or admin job make. Your job doesn't define you, but how you do your job will. Some of the hardest working people are actually the ones who pick fruit here in America, wash your dirty ass dishes at restaurants, clean up shit from you in the bathroom, educate your children, clean the floors you walk on. And there's just a whole boatload of jobs that people think less of. But what you do for work is not the same as how you do your job for work. I want to just leave you with a few tips to how to improve your work ethic, because that's what we're here for, right? Let's get into them. You got to minimize some distractions, time block, turn your phone on, do not disturb, whatever you got to do. We are living in a time where we have a 3-second attention span like a goldfish. You deserve some focus time. Make sure you're also setting some goals, blah, blah, blah. I know, we hate this. But fuck the timeline of the goal, focus on the steps, the day by day, the path, and focus on what you can learn from the movement so that you can actually get to the goal. Let's also take note of how we're spending our time. Are you using your time at work for work? Are you bullshitting at work? Can you invest outside of work to level up your skill inside of work? I have a killer example for this. My friend Emily is a marketing content genius. She recently invested into a course for Instagram Reels, which this made me laugh because she makes content and ads for a living. And I'm pretty sure she even helped create editing and such for Super Bowl commercials. But she's using her spare time to level up how she can create content. Taking the steps in her free time shows that she has killer work ethic. And it made me think, like, even her free time is committed to her craft. Damn, girl, you go. Let's also talk about staying organized. Get an agenda, a journal, Apple Calendar, notes. I write everything down like it is 2001. I have an agenda. Yes, I do. I love my paper agenda. But if you're better with digital, then you do that. Also, let's talk about practicing balance. Rest, work, eat, repeat. Rest, work, eat, repeat. Revitalize your mind and soul. You cannot grind 24/7. You are not the Energizer Bunny. Believe in what you are working on. Believe. I truly believe everyone needs to believe in something. Fun fact, I do have this word tattooed on myself. Believe in your project, believe in your work, believe in something. We also need to really focus on managing our time wisely. Distractions in life really get in the way, but time blocking, like I mentioned earlier, is a great tool for how you can get stuff done. And getting stuff done is how you can actually prove to be dependable and reliable, which will lead you into a solid work ethic. You also need to maintain a positive attitude, which is probably one of the harder things. Sometimes we're going to be put into situations where you're like, what the fuck, or no. Sometimes things aren't going to go your way. I promise you a big breath will be more beneficial than a temper tantrum. Nobody wants to work with a baby. If you're like me, you might be a crier and need a second to release that cry. I am a Cancer, true Cancer sign here, so crying is how I release, but don't have a temper tantrum. Make sure you're also showing respect to others. Entry-level CEO, it just does not matter. We are all humans on this planet, and we can all learn something from the next person. Your position does not make you better, but what will make you better is your ability to help the next person, make them feel seen, and teach them how to level up if maybe they aren't where they need to be. Work ethic is essentially going to lie in how you're perceived in the world. Nobody wants to be the lazy girl. Nobody wants to be known as someone who isn't helpful. You can build and add into your work ethic as this is learned skill set. The good news is, if you're not great with work ethic, you can learn how to be better. I also really want to end this episode with reminding you that work ethic is not a 24/7 grind. I mentioned above how important rest is. You cannot be go, go, go. At some point, you're going to need to recharge. Your work ethic will not get blown up because you took some downtime. I promise you. We are humans. We are not robots. And you can evolve, change, grow, and nurture who you are in order to find the truest, most authentic version of yourself. I thank you for being here. And this episode was a toughie to get out considering I need some damn rest and I'm running low on gas and my first recording did not actually record. But this episode was pulling at my heartstrings as I watched my boss and the owner of this catering company wash dishes when she could have had me do that or mop the floor. She just inspired me. I kindly ask you, if you love the show, share it. Nothing shows me that you love this more than sharing it with the people that you love. Drop a review, hopefully 5 stars, and make sure you're following along on Instagram and YouTube at Without a Doubt the Podcast. Just a final reminder, you are without a doubt a badass. Don't you fucking forget it. And I will see you next week. XOXO, your girl Mad.